We only have three more stories left. So we got Georgia Santa Maria is next. Fourth generation New Mexico native, has been writing most of her life. She's been a working artist and photographer, and she's reading tales from Anton Chico.
Hi, this story is called Dead Texans. Can you hear me? Okay. The villagers of Anton Chico saved New Mexico in 1841. The Texas expedition came to claim everything east of the Rio Grande for Texas, and they stopped them right there, marched them all the way back to Mexico. In 2003, St. Joseph's Church donated a triangle of land in the middle of the village for a library. It had been designated as a cemetery, but the church had no records of burials there. The main cemetery was always on a hill above the village. Gertita Ariosa had been elected to head the library committee, secretly referred to as Miss Piggy. She had long blonde hair, big blue eyes, and lots of attitude. She'd been elected because nobody dared tell her no when she wanted something. She was the only girl in her family to go to college, and whatever the subject, she said she had a degree in it, from physics to physical training, assuming they don't know you can't get 7 bachelor's degrees in 3 years. Alberto came into the store across the street from the library site. He was at least 90, walking at a slow shuffle all the way from his house at the other end of the village. He loved to come in and shop, would sit for hours drinking coffee, napping, and perusing the shelves, bringing one item at a time up to the counter. His dogs waited patiently on the porch, a crew of 5 or 6 motley mutts of varying sizes, colors, and ages. They were Alberto's family. He'd never married, but he had a huge crush on bosomy Marcella, the clerk. They spoke fluent Spanish, and she loved listening to his stories as she swept around his antique boots. "They shouldn't build that library there," he told Marcella, looking out the window. "There are dead people buried there." "Who?" she asked. "Those Texans that came here once. We captured the rest and took them down to Mexico. But the ones that got shot are over there. Don't tell that pinche gritita about it. She'll get mad." "How do you know about it, Alberto?" "My grandfather told me. He was there. His father said they shot some and rounded up the rest. It's true." "What about the church's records? They don't have any records of graves," Marcella asked. "They were Texans, not Catholics. Heathens. The church didn't care." A month later, the backhoes and bulldozers arrived to level the space for construction of the new library. One pass into it, the back tire of one of the big yellow beasts clunked down into a hole, a grave. The archaeologist on call immediately halted construction. Gritita was beside herself. "There's so many more dead people in the world than live ones. Probably anywhere you would dig, you would find bones," she told the next library committee meeting. Alberto chuckled, sharing bits of his pepperoni stick with the dogs. He gave Marcella a big toothless grin. "What did I tell you? Gritita screwed dead Texans.